Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And you are. And we're having a great talk with Kate Beckman.
Hi.
In reference to the events that are going on throughout the holiday season. And Kate is with the Long Island Arts Alliance, but she's also a performer herself, and I've seen Kate. I mean, it just the wealth of information coming from a special lady. It's just wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to be here and to share this with your listening audience. So get out and support the arts on Long Island. So now,
I'm sorry. One reminder that 311. Kate's given us so much information that obviously you just have to be sitting with your pen and pencil. 311. Something hits a bell that you want to go see, and you should call it.
That, and also if the computer as well.
Right, that's true.
And check the website as well. And also, moving forward, because I also send to you each month different events to highlight, but there are so many beyond what you highlight here on, I think, Talk of the Town, that segment. So that's a good website to be familiar with and peruse every now and then. So other things to do. Now, I found some interesting things outside of the performances. We looked at all kinds of theater and music. There, for those of you that have an artistic interest, there is a one-day workshop, The Fundamentals of Portrait Painting, on December 12th. And this is taking place at the Teaching Studios of Art in Oyster Bay. And they also have, there's so much information. They have a number of these workshops. So if you're interested in dabbling in the arts and seeing if there's that inner artist wants to come out, they also had others. But this was one, The Fundamentals of Portrait Painting. It's a one-day workshop on the 12th at the Teaching Studios of Art in Oyster Bay.
What time is that going to be?
That I didn't take all of that. I think it's several hours during the day. So
important for many of us who like to get out for the day, make sort of a field trip or whatever you want to call of it. And if it's during the day, the light is good, and as long as the weather's fine, and do we need to make reservations for these things?
I would definitely contact the studio, because this is something that's obviously the seating's going to be limited. It's smaller than a theater, and it's hands-on because it's instruction.
Do theaters also need reservations or tickets in advance?
For things, especially during the holidays, I would. And also,
right,
being a producer, it's a little easier if we know, oh, gee, we're selling tickets, not waiting for everybody to come to the door. And I think sometimes we get lulled into a false sense that I can always get a ticket at the door. But if it's a really hot topic or performance, it's very popular, it's gotten great press, you may get to the door and be turned away because there's nothing available. So if you get the tickets in advance, you get a choice.
And how do I get those tickets in advance?
You would contact the theater, the box office usually.
So it's each specific area where it's being done that you need to connect with to be able to get the details and get the seats so that you are able to get in if you're going to take a long drive or whatever.
Yeah. Right, yeah, if you're going to make
and
a
no
plan,
disappointment for the day that you got there and then you found out you couldn't get in. So this way you can prepare, look forward to it, and everything goes smoothly.
Yes, and so many of these theaters will have, especially in the holidays, will have matinees in the day, and they're in charming towns. I mean, Northport with the Engelmann, Main Street, Rockville Center has fabulous restaurants. They're shopping, restaurants, museums. I mean, you can make a day of it. Or even spend a night, go out east and enjoy some of the things out there, too. At the Vanderbilt, the Suffolk County Vanderbilt Museum, which is in Centerport, we have December at Vanderbilt, tree lighting and tours of the decorated mansion. And that's through December 30th. See how the other half lived. There is a holiday gift boutique for the shoppers listening at the East End Arts Gallery through December 24th at East End Arts Gallery, which is in Riverhead. So here again, going out east, spend the day, makes a great, there's also shopping out there as well.
You can always hit those outlets.
That's true, too.
After my own heart. And the other thing, too, for instance, the gig that we're doing on Sunday at the bookstore, this is a new bookstore. One patron said, you should be up in the Berkshires. It's that cozy, homey, personal bookstore where you sit and browse and, like I said, have a glass of wine and so on. The town of Oyster Bay is holding their sixth annual Holiday on Ice Figure Skating Show at the Town of Oyster Bay Ice Skating Center, December 17th. And that, I did some digging. If you go to www.therinx.com, you can get more information on the ice skating show.
17th is a Saturday or Friday?
17th is...
Oh, it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, so that's something. Then at the Cradle of Aviation Museum in Garden City, there's a very interesting exhibit, From the Arcade to the Living Room, a Video Game Retrospective, 1972 to 1999. So that might be kind of interesting to see. And then also at the Cradle of Aviation Museum in Garden City from December 26th through the 30th, there is the Search for Alien Worlds Winter Break Activities. So if nothing else, that's intriguing.
And it's a phenomenal museum with a fantastic IMAX theater.
Oh, really?
There is so much there to do, and their movies are over the top. They are generally approximately 45 minutes. I think I've seen them all at least several times.
Really? Okay.
And it's all ages that can enjoy them, and they are fabulous.
If you've never been to an IMAX theater, and we are very fortunate to have one here on Long Island, go.
I've never been.
It is an experience.
Again, it's not like the normal movies like the UA Westbury Theater on. It's totally different. It's a dome, and it is.
Where is it?
It's in the IMAX theater.
It's the Museum Row. It's Charles Lindbergh Boulevard.
It's right next to Nassau Community College.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to visualize.
Huge screen, probably several stories.
Yes.
You'll have no problem hearing anything.
And you get actually taken into the movie because it surrounds you. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. And if you want to make a day of it, you've got the merry-go-round is there.
Carousel.
The mm-hmm. Children's Long Island
Children's Museum.
Museum is there.
Okay,
and there's also a firefighter's
museum. Is there.
So, again, that too.
Excellent. There is just... Get to know what's in our... Sometimes we
is
travel...
Is it in the cradle itself? No, it's not in the actual Cradle of Aviation.
Yes,
it is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
you
yes,
have to go inside.
Confused. Oh,
yes,
you have to go inside
yeah.
the cradle. Because
yeah.
when you just said the fire, I know that's inside the cradle.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
But,
and some people have said, depending upon what you're seeing in the IMAX, if it's like there's one called Flight, some people will get motion sickness because you feel as if you're in the fighter pilot, the jet, or you're in the space shuttle. And it's just amazing technology how they, if you ever get the opportunity to see a documentary on how they shoot IMAX films,
okay.
do it because it's fascinating.
And
it's fascinating.
To watch how the film is actually being presented in the theater, they've got that big reel and you
yes.
can see it as you're standing on the line. It's mm-hmm. a glass window. So just like we're in a studio right now, they have a studio that as you're waiting to go in, you can look and see exactly how they're working in the
wow.
theater to prepare mm-hmm. to show the movie. And when it's on, you'll see it actually working and how the reels are working. It's absolutely fabulous.
We really are blessed here on Long Island. And I think we all like to see behind the scenes. So seeing the movie reels, that's something. Everyone likes to go behind the curtain and take a peek. Finally, the art galleries on Long Island are phenomenal. And there's just so much going on that what I just want to bring to your audience are some of the galleries and where they are. Because to talk about all the presentations, it would take forever. Back to Garden City, across the street. The Omni Gallery is at Earl Ovington Boulevard, and that's in Uniondale. So that's across the street from, I think, where we are with the Cradle Museum. It's that I think it's in, that very tall
the
office
building
complex.
That looks like there's a slide that's
yes.
come.
I think it's in there. I think it's in there.
I
think that's where it is.
No.
But it said Omni Gallery, Earl Ovington Boulevard in Uniondale. Nassau Community, again, same area. Nassau Community College has an art gallery. Hofstra University has an art gallery. Here on our LIU post campus, there is an art gallery. There's a gallery at Delphi University. So many of our universities have art galleries and also, again, the cultural arts. There's a Performing Arts Center Gallery and that's the Ruth S. Harley University Gallery. That's at Delphi.
Okay.
Let's see. The Nassau County Museum of Art, which is in Roslyn.
I just actually passed that this morning. Okay. They have a new
exhibits
coming. They rotate periodically. Farmingdale State College also has a memorial gallery. Heckscher Museum of Art in Huntington. There's a very interesting photo gallery in Huntington, and if you're looking for it, it's all lowercase,
okay.
And it's FOTO. So
okay.
That's how you're finding the photo gallery in Huntington. Islip Arts Museum, the Charles B. Wang Center in Stony Brook, again, out to our university out there. There's a Long Island Museum in Stony Brook, and Parish Art Museum in Watermill, and that we're just scratching. We're scratching the surface of what there is. And when I look at, again, I go and look at the events and the exhibits that are posted on our Arts Alive LI calendar, and it's amazing. So if you're looking for something to do.
Do you also cover the events? Hofstra has numerous cultural events. They have a brochure, and it spans as far as the topics they're mm-hmm. going to cover. The vast majority of it is either at no cost or low cost, and it's very high end as far as what they offer. So it could be a topic on the election. It could be a topic on international affairs. It could be the Nutcracker Suite, I believe they're mm-hmm. also doing. That's
right.
Also, and again, it's a booklet, and you go through the booklet, it's also similarly got mm-hmm. a schedule, and we'll show you, and it's no cost, it's open to the public.
And also, wow. I mean, we're sitting here on the campus of LIU Post, and you have everything, again, we're just scratching the surface here, there's everything that's being presented at Tillis, both in the main hall, the large concert hall, and also Hillwood Recital Hall.
Okay.
And let me also add Hutton House, for those of us who are, you know, in the retired area where we have some time, offers an array of classes that are very rich as far as topics are concerned.
Where's Hutton House?
Hutton House is up the hill from here, and it's a nice ride.
Oh, it's part of this campus?
Yes, it's at CW Post.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay.
So let's add that on for CW Post as well.
So if nothing else, this should have been, you know, dangling the carrot.
That's
to encourage your audience to explore and celebrate everything that we have here on Long Island.
What I like to do, especially on Long Island, when my children were younger, you know, you go into the city, it's a fortune to see a play. You go locally, and it's 15 or 20. I mean, it's such a... Mm-hmm. Five people go for $100 versus five people going to the city for almost $1,000. And kids, some of them are going to enjoy the play, and some of them are going to, you know, be bored. The 10-year-old is going to go, get me out of here. So you're not spending a lot of money, but you are introducing them.
Yes.
And it's still top quality, so even as a senior you go with just a couple of your friends, it's a night out, and it's a wonderful night out.
You're getting world class because we have excellent community theater.
Oh, absolutely.
We also have Equity Theater on Long Island, which is what you'll find in many of the Manhattan theaters, the big houses. So we have everything.
Tillis brings out the New York Philharmonic, all the top stars. It's fantastic.
Terrific. And we're out of time. Kate, I want to thank you so much. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
We look forward to having you here again. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.